This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Vote counting of 38 local levels completes. CP and UML wins 15 chairs of rural municipalities, followed by Nepali Congress with 12 chairs. CP and Mao Centre gets a victory in 9 rural municipality heads. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi arriving Nepal tomorrow, leading 11-member delegation. Process forwarded to construct Butwal-Gorakhpur second transnational transmission line. And Finland formally confirms a NATO membership bid. Now the news in detail. The results of local level elections held on May 13 are pouring in across the country. Till this news was prepared, the results of 38 municipalities and rural municipalities have been received so far. As per the update, the CP and UML has won 15 rural municipalities chairs, while the Nepali Congress has won 12 rural municipality chairs. Likewise, the CP and Mao Centre has won 9 rural municipality chairs, and CP and Unified Socialists has won 2 rural municipality chairs, respectively. As per the latest update, Nepali Congress candidate for both the chairs and vice-chairs of Tamang Khola rural municipality of Baglung district have been elected to the post. Joglal Buddha was elected the chair of collecting 2,707 votes, while Hirakumari Chantel was elected to the vice chair collecting 2,719 votes. The nearest rival of Buddha, Dev Bahadur Poon, representing the CP and Mao Centre from Electoral Alliance, got only 1,995 votes. Similarly, Nisura Saili, nearest rival of Santhal, was behind 810 votes. Likewise, independent candidate Nirmal Tandukar has been elected the chair of Lalitpur Metropolis 1. He was elected with 661 votes, defeating his nearest rival, Dhruva Tandukar of Nepali Congress, who received 425 votes. Sri Krishna Shrestha of Nepali Congress has been elected as the ward chair of ward number 2 of Madhyapur Thimi municipality. He won with 988 votes, while his nearest rival was Prakash Thapamagar of the CP and UML, who got polled 894 votes. Similarly, the panel of Nepal Workers Peasants Party, including Sam Krishna Khatri, has won the Bhaktapur municipality 1 with 2,122 votes. In ward number 3, Raj Krishna Gora of the same party has won with 2,440 votes. Likewise, CP and Mao Centre candidate Chavi Ram Suvedi has been elected to the post of chairperson of Naum Mule rural municipality in Dailak district. Suvedi garnered 3,200 votes. And his nearest rival from the Nepali Congress, Bade Buddha Magar, secured 2,544 votes. Similarly, Ganga Bahadur Sahi, representing the CP and Unified Socialists, was elected the vice-chairperson. He got 2,834 votes and defeated Nepali Congress candidate Amrita Singh. Voting updates are being received from all metropolis as well. As per the latest report in Kathmandu Mayoral Post, Balendra Saha has been leading the vote count with 3,834 votes. UML candidate Keshav Sthapit is following him with 1,994 votes, and Nepali Congress candidate Sirijana Singh is in the third place with 1,802 votes. Likewise, in the post of Deputy Mayor of Kathmandu, CP and UML candidate Sunita Dongol has been leading with 3,384 votes, while her nearest rival Rameshwar Shrestha of the CP and Unified Socialist has got 995 votes. In Bharatpur, mayoral candidate Renu Dhal has been leading the vote count with 2,317 votes, while her nearest rival UML candidate Bijay Subedi has been following her with 2,303 votes. And independent candidate Jagannath Podel is in the third place with 761 votes. Likewise, in the post of Deputy Mayor of Bharatpur Metropolis, Chitra Sen Adhikari of Nepali Congress has received 2,552 votes, while his nearest rival, Himala Gurung of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, has received 1,849 votes. Similarly, in Lalitpur Metropolis, Siribabu Maharjan has been leading the vote count with 1,166 votes. And his nearest rival, Hari Krishna Benjankar, has been following him with 510 votes. In the post of Deputy Mayor of Lalitpur, Manjali Sakye Bajracharya of the CPN-UML has been leading the vote count with 576 votes. Her nearest rival, Babu Raja Bajracharya of the CPN Maoist Center, has got 294 votes. Similarly, in Pokhara Metropolis, Dhanaraj Acharya of the CPN Unified Socialist has been leading the vote counts with 1,349 votes, with his nearest rival, Krishna Bahadur Thapa, has been following him with 1,250 votes. Likewise, in the post of Deputy Mayor of Pokhara, Kopila Ranabhat of the Nepali Congress has received 1,450 votes, while her nearest rival, Manju Devi Gurung of the CPN-UML, has received 1,405 votes. In Birganja Metropolis, candidate of Janata Samajwadi Party, Rajesh Man Singh, has been leading the vote count in the mayoral post, and he has received 2,852 votes, while his nearest rival, CPN-UML candidate Vijay Kumar Sarabagi, has got 1,286 votes. In the post of Deputy Mayor of Birganj, Imtiaz Alam of Nepali Congress has received 2,025 votes, while his nearest rival, Purushottam Lal Jha of the Loktantrik Samajwadi Party, has received 331 votes. Likewise, in Biratnagar Metropolis, Nepali Congress candidate Nagesh Koirala has been leading the vote count in mayoral post. He has received 3,278 votes, while his nearest rival, CPN-UML candidate Sagar Kumar Thapa, has received 2,347 votes. Likewise, in the post of Mayor of the Biratnagar, Shilpa Karki of CPN-UML has received 2,606 votes, while her nearest rival Amarendra Radha Yadav of the Janata Samajwadi Party has received 1,799 votes. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is arriving in Lumbini tomorrow, leading an 11-member delegation in course of his official visit to Nepal. He is arriving in Nepal at the invitation of Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba. The Indian Prime Minister and his delegation is scheduled to arrive in Lumbini at 11 a.m. tomorrow. And his entourage will include India's National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Foreign Secretary Binay Mohan Kotra, among others. And Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba, ministers and high-ranking officials will welcome Indian Prime Minister Modi at a helipad built near the Lumbini International Buddhist Meditation Center and Assembly Hall. Delegation-level talks will be held between the prime ministers of both the countries tomorrow itself. Meanwhile, five different memoranda of understandings are expected to be signed on Monday in the presence of Indian Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही नै मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
श्रमिकहरूको मौलिक अधिकारको सम्मान गरौं। सबै प्रतिष्ठानहरूले न्यूनतम पारिश्रमिक प्रदान गर्न आनाकानी नगरौं।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम, रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। द प्रोसेस टु कन्स्ट्रक्ट द प्रपोज्ड 400 केबी न्यू बुटवल गोरखपुर सेकेन्ड ट्रान्सनेसनल ट्रान्समिसन लाइन बिट्विन नेपाल एण्ड इण्डिया हेज मुभ्ड फरवर्ड। The Nepal Electricity Authority has got approval for foreign investment in the project. Under the joint venture project between the Nepal Electricity Authority and the Indian Power Grid Corporation, a company will be established in India to do the construction work inside Indian site. And the Nepal Electricity Authority has to manage 736 million rupees for the same, which is 50% share. But the authority itself will bear the cost to construct the project on the Nepali side. The postponed May 13 local level election at various 6 polling centres at 4 local levels across the country took place today. According to the Election Commission, re-election took place at the polling centre 2 of Dakneshwari municipality in Saptari district. Centre 1 is at Raskot and Panchaljharana rural municipality in Kalikot, and polling centre 2 of Jayapirthibi municipality in Bajang. Of the postponed election in various 85 polling centres, date had been set for re-election in 19. Preparations for 2566th Buddha Jayanti, the birth anniversary of Lord Gautam Buddha, and Lumbini Day have been completed. Buddha Jayanti is celebrated every year on the full moon day of Vaisakh Shukla by organising various programmes in Lumbini, the birthplace of Gautam Buddha. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Finnish President Sauli Niinistö has confirmed that his country will formally apply for membership of NATO military alliance. According to the BBC, the decision had been announced by the country's Prime Minister Sanna Marin. Speaking alongside Finland's Prime President in Helsinki, she says the important decision had been reached in good cooperation between the government and the President of the Republic. An 18-year-old white man has shot dead 10 people in black neighborhood of New York State in what authorities are calling a racially motivated attack. The man named Peyton Gendron in court papers was arrested after a standoff at the scene, a supermarket in the city of Buffalo. He began firing in the store's car park before entering, continuing his rampage, streaming the attack online. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the provinces. And light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at some places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and at one or two places of the hilly region of Madhes Province, Lumbini Province and Karnali Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Vote counting of 38 local levels completes. CP and UML wins 15 chairs of rural municipalities, followed by Nepali Congress with 12 chairs. CP and Mao Center gets victory in 9 rural municipality heads. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi arriving Nepal tomorrow, leading 11-member delegation. Process forwarded to construct Butuwal-Gorakhpur second transnational transmission line. And Finland formally confirms NATO membership bid. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.